Amen. And we're going to continue this morning with our series of how. And I just like to thank all of the folks that are here visiting this morning. And I appreciate all of you and all those that are either watching and listening, however you are experiencing the presence of God with House of Judah this morning. Thank you very much. Can we just give everybody a hand count of praise? Amen. Thank y'all for being with us. And today we're going to continue with this awesome series, the How series. He's out of the womb. And we are going to talk about how God is revealed. And we're going to look at our scripture for today. So I'm using two scriptures. First, from Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give us a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. And the second scripture comes from Matthew, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. So our New Testament comes from Matthew 28, which says, and after the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he is risen from the dead. Now, I'm going to pull this together today, this morning, because this is one of those exciting moments where the Holy Spirit was like, oh, and I was like. So our topic for today is how and hot. Somebody say how and hot. Do y'all ever wonder how God moves? And do y'all ever get hot? Now, I'm working with this unique introduction because I am that person who says, but how, Sway? How? And I don't know what's going on. I'm not so mad about it because I used to be cold all the time. But now, I'm always hot. Anybody else have, has anybody else's body temperatures changed? So the Holy Spirit gave the how to Alpheus and he gave the hot, which makes sense. Alpheus, do you get hot? Hot. So from old to new, how is he's out of the womb? And hot is because he's out of the tomb. Somebody say he's out of the tomb. Y'all didn't see that coming, did you? Child, I didn't either. That's why I was so excited. That's why I got my fan, because I'm hot. Because he's out of the tomb. Now I know why I be hot all the time. Because he's out of the tomb. Y'all will catch that later. So, y'all, Alpheus tells us that God revealed shows us how God stepped into the world through Jesus Christ. His humble birth, everyone sees he was born, remembers, told that he was born in the tomb in the manger. He was born in the tomb, get it? He was born in the manger, and in that time, even there, he was born with divine power. And he was born so that he can be our constant presence. Somebody say constant presence. They've got this app or this group called constantcontact.com. Well, I thought that was really cool until I realized Jesus did it first. Our constant Emmanuel, God with us. He is our constant contact for all that is holy. He's our constant presence called Emmanuel. Yet, people have trouble believing Jesus as God. Have y'all ever been in that state before? I have to remind myself, Katie, don't get upset with people because there was a time that you didn't understand either. And the Holy Spirit tells us why, very kindly, in 1 Corinthians. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Say it back to me. Some things are just spiritual. That's right. They're spiritual. And those things that are spiritual, they are foolish to the person who is logical, i.e., it is not for him to know, or not, neither can he know them, because some things are spiritually discerned. I'm just going to read it the way Paul said it. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for those things are foolish to him. Neither can he understand them, because they must be, they are, somebody say, spiritually discerned. Well, what does that have to do with how? Well, it has everything to do with it, because he's out of the womb. And if you think about the imagery of the womb is a place of darkness. Think about the baby Jesus. The baby Jesus started off in darkness, in a dark, warm, wet place within the body of Mary. But that's not the only place. Everything has a starting point, says the Holy Spirit. So much so, the first start started in Genesis. Listen to this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was out form and void, and darkness, somebody say darkness, was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. Somebody say, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light and that it was good. And so he divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening starting point were the first day. Somebody say, we got to have a starting point. And y'all, the Holy Spirit wants us to know that the womb, whether it's a physical womb wherein Christ began, was consummated, or whether it's the womb where we came out of, everybody has a starting place. Say, everybody has a starting place. And that starting place is generally in the darkness. So the womb represents the darkness, and it's the place of formation. And it says in Isaiah 17, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The sign is, it's time for us to realize we've all been in darkness. Somebody say, we've all been in darkness. That place of the darkness, keep repeating, the place of the darkness was our womb. Whether we were in our own parents, whether it was in our place of disbelief, unbelief, you got me back on my point. Sin. The place of sin is a place of darkness. And the Holy Spirit gave me sin again. Sin is something in negativity. S-I-N. Basic. Somebody say S-I-N. Something, repeat after me, something in negativity. It can be a somewhere. It can be a somehow. It could be a someone. It can be something. But whatever it is, Holy Spirit wants us to know that sin, expanding on sin, is basic. Something in negativity. And sometimes, y'all, that's where our moment begins. I like when they give me an acronym. So the acronym for womb is where our moments begin. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. He, listen carefully, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. This is where Alfie also shares that God is stepping into our world through Jesus Christ's birth. That divine power that is in his presence. And guess what? When we begin to understand that, this is the birth of our understanding. See, we get, I like the picture with Mary holding the sweet baby Jesus. I don't always think of Jesus being a baby coming out of the womb and that he was ever in darkness. But the birth of our understanding is also a part of the birth and the life of our salvation. Amen. And not only is the womb where our moments begin, it's also where our moments burst. Somebody say it's where our moments birth. If we see the womb as representation of darkness, we have to think about those times when we have been in the darkness and in the light and compare, like in Genesis. In the beginning, there was darkness, but God separated the darkness with the light. And so Psalm tells us, for you light my lamp, for you light my mind, for you light my understanding, for you light my lamp, the Lord my God illuminates my darkness. So whenever we start to come into the light, whenever we come out of the womb, as it were, that's where the light starts to take place. And then John 1 tells us the light shines in darkness and the darkness did not comprehend it. It's okay, because I can't imagine a baby being in the mother's womb trying to shine a little baby flashlight to get its nourishment. What goes on when you're in the dark? You see what I'm saying? So the light shines in the darkness. Holy Spirit says, it's okay that we do not understand. It's okay that we did not understand, because that's what happens when you're in the dark. But Jesus says in John 8, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Are y'all following me all right? We've all been in the darkness, y'all. And we all have to come to the light, because it says that this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world and the men love the darkness rather than the night because their deeds were evil. Isn't that something? And that's pretty much the size of it. That's why we have the tomb where Jesus was. And it was dark inside of that tomb. But if you see you can see where the light is coming out of the tomb. It's always a time. It's always going to be a time of darkness, y'all. And it's always going to be a time of light. Amen. And so First John says, if we say that we have fellowship with him who is Christ, that is the light, and yet we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. So the Holy Spirit wants to know, how are you walking? Because, see, there is a time that we have to realize in the process of life, when we acknowledge where we were and where we are going, it's going to be a little bit of light. It's going to be a little bit of darkness, because in the beginning, there was darkness and God spoke his light. So I'm going to move on a little bit from how to hot. We are blessed that he came out of the womb so that we could get the experience of him being out of the tomb. Somebody say he's out of the tomb. I have to admit that sometimes I forget that Jesus is out of the tomb. Sometimes I see him on the cross and I bless his name and I'm all excited and thankful that he gave his life for me and his blood covers all my sins, the one I know and the ones I don't remember. I thank God for that. I thank God for his life, for his ministry, because that's how we learn how to live into being hot. But you know what? I wish I had a little bit more information on what he did after he came out of the tomb. Do y'all ever wonder that? Because, I mean, he did so much. We have so many examples of his ministry before he went for things. But what more did he do when he came out of the tomb? And I think that's, we don't have as much detail because tomb represents, this is where our majestic beginning starts. See, he had to come out of the womb for Mary, he had to have his ministry, he had to hang on the cross, he had to go into the tomb, which is another place of darkness, to come back out. That's why he said before and after, I am the light of the world. So, what are we coming out of, y'all? Matthew 28, Mary is... We get the story of Mary and Magdalene and the angels at the tomb. This is one of my favorite stories. After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, that's darkness, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Say this, they went to look at the tomb. The Holy Spirit says, what are we looking at? Have we ever went to look at a tomb? Have we ever been moving right along in our place, in life, in our journey? And something takes us back to that dark place, that dead place, i.e. the darkness of our being, the tomb. But the angel said to the women, don't be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. I know you're looking for him in the dark place. But he says he is not here. He is risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. He has risen from the dead. Now, what does that have to do with us today, and how do we bring the how and the hot together? We have to remember, y'all, that no matter what comes up, no matter what situation or circumstance that tries to take us back to a place of darkness, sometimes we even go back and look at those situations. We have to look right here at what the angel says. He's not here. We're not there. Sometimes we got to help other people understand. I know you remember me for how I used to be. I know you probably even want me to be that person. But why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. I cannot stay in a dark place for you so that you will be comfortable with a darkness that we shared. Because, see, Jesus shared in that darkness with us because he was in a place of darkness, and therefore we were in a place of darkness, pain, sorrow, sadness. But he said, I came out. I'm out of the tomb. Somebody say, I'm out of the tomb. I'm hot. I'm hot because he's hot. He's out of the tomb. He's out of the womb. He's out of the tomb. Somebody saying, so are we. In the same way he is risen from the dead, says the Holy Spirit, so are we. So Isaiah 43 says, I will give you, listen, I will give you the treasures of darkness. and hidden wealth of secret places, so that you may Israel that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. So what does that mean? It's okay if we're in the dark. I just answered. It's okay if you're in the dark. A while back, God gave us everything comes out of the dirt. So everybody has to come out of something. And when we come out and the light of the tomb shines on us, that's where the treasures of darkness and hidden wealth is found. What does that mean? Isn't a diamond comes up out of a dark place? It's covered with all of the darkness of coal. And then you have to come out. A diamond is not hanging on a tree. A diamond is somewhere down deep in the dirt, in the dark. So what God wants us to understand is there's a treasure in the darkness. And we have to go into it, and we have to come out of the darkness into the marvelous light. I guess sometimes the night can be, whenever I say the words wrong, the Holy Spirit is up to something. So it is a marvelous night, because the darkness comes before the day, night comes before morning. Weeping may endure for a night so that joy can come in the morning. Ooh, y'all, come along for a fantastic voyage. Y'all going with me all right this morning? Somebody say it's hot. It is hot. That's because he's out of the tomb. And that's what the Holy Spirit told me to share with y'all today. When y'all have those bursts of heat and just radical, unusual, whether you're just sitting home, whether you're dry, whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden you just get hot, just remember, they're reminding you through your body, Jesus is out of the tomb. He's out of the tomb, and he's out of the tomb to remind us we're out too. Okay? Is it too deep for you? Is it making sense to you? Amen. We hot. And then we're going to figure out what's our name. What is his name? What is his name? What is he going to be called? He came out of the womb so that his name could be called Advocate, Shiloh, the resurrection and the life. That's what the tomb represents, resurrection, life. I love this, and he shall be called Christ. What do y'all call him? And guess what the Holy Spirit is telling us? Because we share in the blood of Jesus, because of his sacrifice, because we are his brother and sister, because we have been adopted into the family, he is our brother and our God. Whatever his name is, that's also our name. Repeat after me. Whatever Jesus' name is, that's my name. See, I've been called a lot of names, and I can't say them up here at church. But my nickname is Kitty. Some people call me Crazy Katie. I can't imagine why. But what is your name? What is your name? What's your name? There she go, Crazy Katie. Yup. So everybody can stay laughing and wondering, what is God going to do? Because he said he came out the tomb, and he did it for all of us, y'all. What is your name? And we have to remember that open tomb represents the light. And we are told in Romans, the night is gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Somebody say, put on the light. Turn on the light. Run to the light, Caroline. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you. God is the light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. See, there's a difference between night and there's a difference in darkness. Night is a time of day. Darkness is a place where we can end up if we don't hold up the eyes. Acts 26:18, open their eyes, open our eyes, so that we may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God. Another word, Holy Spirit saying, another way of saying from the dominion of Satan is from the dominion of sin. Seeing something in negativity. Anything negative, anything we see, anything that has to do with negativity is the dominion of Satan. Anything. And so we are asked to move into the place of God, that we may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me, who is Christ. And Ephesians pushes us forward by saying, you were formerly of darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Somebody say, I'm a child of light. You know why? 2 Corinthians 5:7. What the light of that open tomb represents for us. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I think that is absolutely one of the most empowering things that we can ever remember. Old things are passed away. Behold the new. Somebody say, behold the new. So the Holy Spirit wants us to remember the how. How? He's out of the tomb. I'm sorry, he's out of the womb. And the womb is where our moment begins. No matter what we're going through, no matter where we're coming from, no matter what's been upon us, the womb is where our moment begins. And we're hot. Because he's out of the tomb. And because he is out of the tomb, this is our majestic beginning. Are y'all ready for a majestic beginning? Do y'all feel like you're out of the tomb and you're in a place? This is how we do it. Because it's hot. And as Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went looking in a dark place for hope, I believe that God will always put an angel by wherever those dark places are to remind us, not only is he not there, but we're not there either. Somebody say, I'm not there anymore. Say it with an attitude like you mean it. I'm not there anymore. You know, sometimes we have to remind ourselves, I'm not there anymore. Somebody say, I'm not there anymore. Why? Psst, 'cause I'm hot. Because he's out of the tomb. Somebody say, he's out of the tomb. Yes, he's out of the tomb. And my favorite song, Jesus is the light that shineth in me. Jesus is the light that shines in us to remind us. There's a difference. Repeat after me, y'all. There's a difference between night and darkness. Okay. Please stand on your feet, House of Judah. If you know that he's out of the womb, give God a hand clap of praise. I'm so glad he's out of the womb. And I'm also glad that he's out of the tomb. If you have to ask the questions, or when the questions come up, just remember how. He's out of the womb. If you have to wonder what's going on and you're feeling kind of awkward, also remember you're hot because you're out of the tomb. You've come out of that dead place because that's the beauty of our Father. He brings us out and he is constantly bringing us out. Let us pray this morning. Lord God, our help, our hope for years to come, thank you that you know exactly who we are and where we are and what you have for us. Help us remember that you already have the answer and you know how. You know why. You know where. And whatever the question is, you are Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you that no matter where we go, whether it's at night, whether we stumble into darkness, or whether we are coming out of the darkness, no matter where we may be, you are our source. You lead us. And to remind us that the night is gone. You lead us and let us know that there is no darkness in you. And you lead us that no matter where we are, when we look to you, you'll show us. You'll guide us. You open our eyes because we are your children. And for this, we say thank you. We thank you for your taking care of our country, and you know everything that our country needs. Thank you for constantly reminding us that no matter what it looks like, this is our time as House of Judah, but not only that, as your children, it's always our time because our times are in your hand. And Lord, we thank you that you lift us up out of depression. Because guess what? There will be times when something will come to try to press us down. But by the grace of God, you are the lifter of our heads. And in you, we find out that we are worthy. See, you lead the way for us. So because you are worthy, your worthiness makes us worthy. And because you're the darling of heaven, thank you, God, we are the darling of you, who you say we are. Help us to remember the name you call us. Help us to remember that whatever you are, we are because of your shed blood, because you came into the light and you shined it into the darkness, because you went into the dark place called the tomb and you came out into the light so that we can know who we are in you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for washing us, cleansing us, keeping us from sin. You take care of it. And we can't say thank you enough. Whether that sin is negativity, whether it's a need for nurture, whether it's just numbness from life, whatever the something in that negativity that is sin is, thank you for being our salvation. Thank you for being the hope, the love, the joy, the peace that we not only have during this Christmas Advent season, but we have year round, because you are Emmanuel. You are God with us. And for this we say thank you. We say hallelujah. And we say amen. And Judah and friends, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you for his name's sake and for his glory. Go forth and know how and remember your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.